Hello.
Hello?
Yes, Dick.
Mr. President?
How are you?
Mr. President, there's a story in this morning's paper about appointing a Republican in Illinois. Now, I know your connection with Dirksen, and I think it's good, but I wonder if you could hold it until after April.
What is it?
They said you were going to appoint Morgan for Dirksen as a federal judge. And then the further suggestion I was going to make, I wonder if we could appoint a Democrat and Republican at the same time. Some of these downstate fellows that want to be against you are using this thing quite effectively in drawing up petitions, and they've called me and they've been beseeching me since. I said, well, now, wait a minute. You know that the president will select a good man, and certainly he has to do certain things with the senator, this leader of the Republican Party, who's very cooperative. But, well, you know, the usual thing, they think it should has to be a Democrat. I said, no, what the hell, he has to appoint Republican. But I thought, if you could hold it, if you're going to do it beyond April.
All right, I'll look into it. Let me tell you what the facts are.
I'll sure
look into it. The FBI is making an investigation, I believe, now. Now, I assume Dirksen gave that out. I don't know.
Yes, he did.
But is it in the Tribune or something this morning?
Yes.
I'll get a copy of it. Look at it. Here are the facts. When we go up with a judge's bill to get a number of judges authorized, Dirksen is on the Judiciary Committee, and McCullough over from, I believe, Ohio is on over there, and they are kind of the leaders in this field. They have raised the point that Kennedy and Johnson have been very discriminating and have appointed very few of the other party, that the judiciary is nonpartisan, and that they go along in creating other judgeships, but that we don't name any there. So they show the record.
I see.
They show the record that Eisenhower appointed, say, 20% of his total judges Republicans, and we haven't appointed but three. Now, those are not the exact figures, but I'm just illustrating.
Yeah.
You follow me? So we have never done it. Now, what I've tried to do is to have a Republican or two here and there, but put them in the District of Columbia, because no Democratic senator will let one be confirmed in his state.
Yeah.
So they just raise hell. So I have to confine them to the District of Columbia and something like that. Now, in Dirksen's case, before the bill was even introduced, Katzenbach promised him that there'd be X number of judges out there, but he would have, I think, a couple of them. I don't know how many. But told him that he couldn't appoint them until after.
Yeah,
so
the only thing I was wondering if he could hold it until after.
I'll sure look into it and see what
the... Then the other thing is, I understand there's a few of them going to resign. See, if the word would come out, and the day you were appointing them, there was a Democrat and Republican, I think it would take the edge off many of these boys who are trying to capitalize on the thing by saying, well, what the hell are we doing? We got an election next year, and here we are. I realize fully what you're up against, and I think it's a good move.
The only thing I was just making the two suggestions is that
if we hold it until after morality and then see if we can get two of them.
I'll look into it and I'll call you back.
President.
I'll call you back, Dick.
Thanks.